Well, I believe the plan right now on this perfect afternoon with the sun shining and it is balmy and warm. If it were a couple of degrees warmer, you wouldn't feel silly going to a pool. It is perfect. Tropically mild, you might say. You know, I was telling you about these big, beautiful trees out here. I'm still at the office. Huge white blossoms on them. I think we've actually narrowed it down that they're kind of what are smelling bad out here. So they're beautiful, but not exactly the finest aroma of any plant you've ever had. But I believe the agenda for this evening is to go home. I'm going to go out to the garage since the weather's good, open up the door, and start my little program to rejuvenate my bike. Kate Sherrod has sort of convinced me I need to, it'd be a good idea, because I've got a heck of a nice bike. It's a Trek 820 mountain bike, which that particular model and that particular year was just a really, it's still considered to be a really good, solid bike. There's a funny story behind my bike, which I used to love it when I got it before I came to school here at Western Kentucky University, and always really dug it, really enjoyed it. Didn't get to ride it quite as much as I wanted to, but still rode it fairly often. But I kept it chained. I had a small apartment off campus, and I kept it chained on the front porch, chained to the wooden railing there. And never really had a problem until one night, came back home from a date, and I thought something looked funny about my bike, and I couldn't put my finger on it as I was driving up. I was exhausted, and it was late, but when I took a good long look at the bike, I realized it was the wrong color. My Trek 820 is this deep red, this sort of dark crimson color, almost orange, and this bike was green. So as you can imagine, I was more than a little confused. Turns out someone had stolen my bike. I found the chain there, and they had ripped the chain off. They had stolen my bike, and they left me this one in its place. So someone, rather than outright stealing, it was sort of a forced trade. Well, of course, I was just dumbfounded. And the real irony was that the bike that they had left was, in fact, not a bad bike. I've never figured out what they were thinking. It was not a bad bicycle at all. But obviously, I called the police. And, of course, you know, you've probably heard stories about how that goes when you have a lost bike. Not really a lot the police can do other than take down your information and if you've got a serial number and a photo or, you know, that sort of thing. You know, so I took down all the information. The officer, I remember she thought it was just hilarious, which, I mean, so did I. I mean, but, I, you know, I still wanted my bike back. She said she had never heard of that before, where someone just sort of forced a trade on somebody. You know, nothing really happened, and then a couple of months later, I get a call from the police, and they asked me to come down to police headquarters, that they had found my bike. They were pretty sure it was my bike, so, which they were just as surprised as I was. They were like, yeah, this never happens. We never really recover these. But as it turns out, it had been just up the street, some guy who was sort of a notorious, small-time, sort of petty criminal, had two or three stolen bikes in his garage along with some other stuff, and they caught up with him just by chance, and then when they were looking through the stuff in the garage, it just so happened that the bike the bike matched the serial number in the description I'd gave them, so I got my bike back. The problem was, the shifter was broken, really broken, and both tires were very flat and cut. Why that had happened, I mean, I have no idea. Ironically, the bike they'd left was in far better shape. But, yeah, I had to, had to go down and pick up the bike and brought it home, and I was really grateful for that. But honestly, ever since, it's been a couple of years back, ever since, I just haven't fixed it yet. But that's going to be a little plan, I think, a little project for myself. I shall fix my my bike. I'm going to go outside, I think, when I get home, get under the garage, start cleaning it up, and enjoy this weather.